From Teller and Kaktovik to Shugnak and Tuliksak, Inupiaq photographer Brian Adams has traveled all over rural Alaska for his project, I Am Inuit. As KNOM's Laura Craigle reports, Adams aims to document Inuit culture and share it with the world through portraits and stories of Alaska.
Cool, thanks.
Brian Adams is a photographer. He grew up in Girdwood, outside of Anchorage, and he traveled to his dad's hometown of Kivalina as a kid on family vacations. But he really fell in love with the village as an adult.
I went to Kivalina also in 2005 for my grandma's funeral. I brought a couple cameras and, like, you know, got into the community, was really close to the community. Making photos was just, like, so much fun there. After that trip, I was just like, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to keep coming to the villages. I want to make a body of work of this. It was, you know, a changing point for me.
Now, with I Am Inuit, Adams does just that. He documents the life and people of villages across Alaska.
Most people, especially in Inuit culture, I'm finding, they're not used to talking about themselves.
Today, Adams is in White Mountain.
So, getting people to warm up, feel free to talk about themselves, can be semi-challenging at times, but once you get them going, they're pretty excited, and you can tell a lot of people are very proud of their livelihood and where they live.
Adams only has 3 or 4 days in each community he visits, so he gets to work fast, walking around town and trying to meet as many people as he can.
I try not to be pushy at all, you know? I want people to be as comfortable as possible with me, especially while taking photos. I feel like they're really giving me something whenever I get a portrait. So if they say no, you know, I'm usually kind of bummed, but at the same time, it's like I totally understand. Because if I was just living my day-to-day life, somebody stopped me with all their camera equipment and asked to take a portrait, I'd be like,
Adams does strike out when he asks to interview the cashier at the White Mountain Native store. Eventually, though, he has better luck when he bumps into Carl Ashenfelter, a customer who's there to buy coffee.
A-S-H-E-N-F-E-L.
Ashenfelter is an elder, and he grew up in White Mountain. This morning, he says he's in no rush, so he gives Adams a few minutes for an interview and a photo.
So you'd be Inupiaq?
I'm 3/4 Eskimo and 1/4, I guess, German.
German? Oh, wow.
Ashenfelter.
Right there in the store, as employees stock shelves and price goods, Ashenfelter tells Adams about his life, how he's seen the climate change, how much his grandchildren mean to him, even how he defines wisdom. He shares a lot with Adams, but not everything.
Tell me more about your art. So you said you're a painter?
I can carve, I can paint, yeah. I can do just about anything, really.
Yeah.
But I don't do it anymore. There's a long story behind that.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
No.
No?
Okay.
As the interview wraps up, they head outside to do photos in the natural light. Adams has Ashenfelter stand for 2 portraits, one in front of the native store and another along the roadside, as snow machines buzz by.
Three.
Thank you, sir. Cool. Nice to meet you.
Thanks.
Coffee in hand, Ashenfelter says goodbye and leaves to go about his day. Meanwhile, Adams takes a quick coffee break himself before getting back to work, walking around White Mountain, meeting the people who live there, and asking them to share their stories. I'm Laura Craigle in White Mountain.